How are you? How's it going?
Asheville, North Carolina, what is happening?
Hi, everybody.
Oh my word. Oh my goodness. Let me take this seat. Ooh, that's nice. That's nice.
You gotta get off your feet, Arnold. You're pregnant now.
You can't go on planes. You can't go to work anymore.
Put down all that soft cheese you're eating. Oh, no, the mercury in the fish, Arnold. You can't eat that.
Oh, fuck. Hey, Asheville, how y'all doing this evening? All right. Very, very cool to see so many of you out here tonight. Thanks for coming out. Thank you for doing your part to save humanity, getting fucking vaccinated. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause there.
Thank you so much.
Woo!
Yes, yeah. but we don't know. It might make us pregnant.
Oh, you were looking for a COVID booster. I accidentally knocked you up, sir. I'm sorry about that.
No, I wanted the Pfizer. I didn't want the cum needle.
No, yes.
Wait, Abergast made this? Oh, yeah, we're getting pregnant.
Right. One in 1,000 makes you pregnant with Arnold Schwarzenegger's baby. That's pretty okay.
I would be getting boosters nonstop, man.
Oh, totally. Dude, you're like a fucking gambling fiend buying scratch-off lotto tickets. Maybe the next one. Maybe the next one. Maybe the next one.
Because I could have my little muscle baby, you know?
Yeah. If you told everybody that they were going to get pregnant by Arnold Schwarzenegger if they got the vaccine, they might take it up. Danny DeVito less so, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you going to do something?
Oh, no,
do
just it. The baby will wind up looking like me, which you don't want.
Oh,
I mean, see, he's short, I'm short, you get it.
Sure.
You're much more attractive than Danny DeVito, though.
Oh, wow. I'll take some pity claps. I'll take pity everything.
This is really cool to be on the road again. It's been nice shaking the dust off, as it were. I think we're in good shape for this evening, though, so why don't we say we give it a try. How does that sound? All right, 3, 2. My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. Thanks so much for coming out tonight. It is great to be here in this great-ass city that I've been to a couple of times. It's very cool to be back playing here for you all. Question, though, how many of you all are familiar with the show we run on the internet? All right.
Apologies.
In advance.
Who was at the show last night? Anybody? All right.
Oh, apologies double for you all.
But don't
Excellent.
Raise your hand. That's not going to show up on the audio feed.
Rear.
I'm just, you know.
What if it did, though? That'd be cool.
For listeners at home, there were about 5 or 6. Maybe.
For those of you who do not know who we are, if you haven't seen this before, if you're here on a bad first date, it will probably be your last date with this person.
Sorry.
We are a comedy show from New York City where we use a movie such as Ivan Reitman's Jr. as a jumping off point for profane, disgusting, and every once in a blue moon, insightful conversation.
Oh. I've really underlined the profane and disgusting for this one.
Yeah.
Not so much on the inside. We don't know much.
I've heard what Eric's been cooking up backstage.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of wish this was like a ninja movie. That'd be fun, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, no, there's all these ninjas. I have to break their necks.
Oh it has shit. To be some white guy karate.
Oh, no, all these ninjas keep being birthed out of my body.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Ninja Baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, God. Dude. Yeah, I mean, we can't be making them Boss Babies anymore, so maybe it's Ninja Baby.
Ninja Baby.
Here's a question. Is this both the worst movie for Ivan Reitman and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Ooh. Yeah. I think he was the Ivan wrong man for this, Glenn. Yeah.
No, I think he was the right man to do this fucking tripe, dude. Come on.
Did My Super Ex-Girlfriend, yes.
That's better than this movie.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I don't know, dude.
Because I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you right now. Two words, Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
There you go. Sure. There it is. There. That's all. That's all. So that's better. So you're wrong there, Chris.
But
come on, Pamela Reed, come on.
I'll give you two words for this movie, though. Expect taint. That's the name of the drug.
That they do. So, Eric, so you're already out on the pharmaceutical end of this. If you wanted to really quickly... So this one, we got to give it over to you. Really distill to its core essence what this movie, Junior, from 1994, directed by Ivan Reitman, is all about. How would you pitch it?
Danny DeVito sizes up Arnold and thinks he could put a baby in him.
Mm-hmm.
And then because they were also putting babies in monkeys.
Yeah.
And now they're going to put one in him.
Yeah, that's accurate.
And... find a little love along the way.
Yeah, Emma Thompson's there for some reason.
Yeah.
She's got an egg cart. She's riding around for some reason.
Mm-hmm. The dairy section, she calls
it. The dairy section,
yep.
That's what she calls it.
She stores eggs in it, which we all know is female cum.
Yes.
We don't know that. I don't know that.
That's news to me.
They mix together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's the beauty of life.
I mean,
all of us, Chris.
This is why homeschool is terrible.
Well, no, me and Eric are the only two that remember sex ed, it seems.
I love that the movie starts off with we're battling the very, very real issue of monkey miscarriages. We're very concerned
totally,
about
dude.
That.
Yeah. America's zoos are hurting.
I mean, after it's on the cover of Time magazine, what can you do?
I thought you were going to say, Steve, you like the fact that this movie starts exactly like Ghostbusters in a basement of a library.
It does.
No human being would stack books like this. It must be a baby. These babies are stacking books.
Oh, my God. Look at that floating ghost over there. It must be a baby ghost.
I also like that I said that babies aren't human beings, which they kind of aren't, right? You got to be 18 and older.
I think Arnold finds this baby, you know, it's like this very long tracking shot of like a lot of people in the library, and Arnold he's wearing glasses, so he obviously reads a lot of books, and he's a doctor.
You know, Ivan, I'm playing a scientist, and I think that to sell it better, I should wear some glasses. What do you think about that?
Yeah, sure, dude.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Arnold. 200, 300, 400.
You know, Ivan, I am so thankful this is a third collaboration about films revolving around being a parent in some way.
600, 700, 800. Yeah, it's fantastic, Arnold. I love working with you.
You know, Ivan, it can be so lonely sometimes in Hollyweird. It's nice to have a collaborator like you alongside me.
And that is 1,500. What'd you say?
I do. So he finds this baby and he's like, oh my, he's like, ow, ah. And you know, the baby's peeing. If it was me if I found a baby in a library, I would be like, baby's over there. I've got to find someone else to take care of that. Like, ooh, that's
I'm
a bad
not,
situation.
No. Here's the thing. I'm not picking up this
nope,
baby.
Absolutely not.
Dude. I am going straight to the front desk. Hey, great library you have here. One problem, a lot of missing babies. There's a stray one down in the basement you might want to look at.
We got a sting going on. We leave a baby alone in the basement of a library and see what sickos come and pick them up.
Oh, no, it's leave a baby, take a baby. You know, you just have it in a tray.
Oh, sure. Also, like, I could have done without the urine gag.
Well, that's you. No, you can't do without it because it's a fucking 90s man. It's like, the baby peed.
Oh, this baby is broken. I need another one. It's leaking.
Yeah, hi. We went to see Junior last night, and I was promised that Arnold be peed on by a baby, and it didn't happen. I'd like my money
back. That's actually fair because, like, people love when babies, like, puke and shit.
Yeah,
and piss,
absolutely.
You know?
And all tough guys act like it's xenomorph blood. They're like, ah!
So in the movie Junior...
it's a nightmare. He wakes up and is like, oh, wow, what a strange nightmare.
But wait, before the wake-up, though, the thing that really lets you know, like the button on this dream sequence is not the getting peed on. it's he turns and he's like, "What's that noise?" And it's like a screening room full of yes. babies. Yeah. It's like 30 babies in this library basement.
See, now
ew.
Now I want to see like Arnold birthing 30 babies or something, you know?
He's not a fucking dog, dude.
He's built strong like one.
Let me tell you, after watching this movie, one was enough.
Sorry, Arnold, you got quintuplets.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's water has burst, the city is flooded.
Well, I love that he wakes up. So, you know, he's a world-renowned scientist of some such thing, built like a brick shit house, and he's like, "Wow, what a scary dream. Let me do my light calisthenics for the morning." And he goes like,
"Wow, that's how he's in such great shape."
Yeah, he just like you do five of these.
I think it was a thing where he was like, "You know, me and President Clinton have this thing going about the presidential physical fitness test. Maybe I can work some calisthenics into every movie I'm in."
And, yeah, he goes to his monkey lab, and, like, it's kind of amazing. Like, I think Arnold is a lot of fun, but
yeah,
when he has to do, like, this, because he's, like, a big deal scientist, he has to be like, "Well, the ladies have the sexual organs." Like, anytime he has to, like, do actual scientific talk, it's just like, "Let me read this really quickly to you, everyone. There is it.
All I have to do now is freeze my wife until I find a cure for her disease. I'm just cooling my heels here in Julia." Yeah,
important detail to point out, not the last time Arnold technically played a scientist.
Freezes maternity specialists.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one person clapping for Mr. Freeze.
That's right.
Why would they clap you? You weren't, did it?
I'm sure Mr. Freeze also froze some eggs, too. Oh, absolutely. Just like freezing a lady, right?
"My beloved Nora. Someday you'll come out of this weird ice coma and we'll procreate."
"Well, I had to do it before the accident because all of my semen freezes. It comes out as an ice cube, really."
Oh, ow. Ooh.
That's nice.
Oh, that's like frozen kidney stones.
"Hold on, I'm about to... Oh, Jesus Christ!"
"Oh, I'm getting a cube job."
By the way, the shot of all the babies in the screening parlor might give you an idea of what Ivan Reitman thinks of his audience.
Yeah, you're all a bunch of stupid babies.
Stupid
that's
babies
what he thinks.
"Want to watch me do shit? Sure." Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Oh well. I was gonna say that, Steve. The thing about him doing the science stuff.
Yeah.
They're very. They think they're sly, but they're not sly at all. Where it's like he'll have a clipboard when he's saying this science shit, or there's like a book that he's looking at during a presentation, and you know the script is just taped in there.
Well, and he has to shut down like every other part of his body. Like it's, he remembers things, and he can walk, and he's just, "All right, I have to shut down the part that." Feels things on my nerve endings have to be shut down. Thank you.
I am no longer a learning computer.
Yeah, Arnold, cut. Women do not create knives and stabbing weapons. That's a T-1000.
It'd be a lot cooler if they did.
So we also, of course, meet Danny DeVito, who's in this movie, and he works at a place that the sign literally just says, "The Fertility Clinic."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, that's good for a search engine. I don't know about, you know, bringing customers in.
It's a little chic. It's like the coffee house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. "Hey, Arnold, I own the hippest fertility clinic in all of San Francisco."
Yeah, we put it in an abandoned warehouse.
Here's your baby. You want room for milk?
And then Justin Timberlake comes in. It's like, "Drop the fertility clinic. It's just cleaner."
Just call it Fertilla.
Well, and this like establishing shot of the fertility clinic is the first time you really get this James Newton Howard score
Jesus Christ. Bouncing around.
And all I can think of is he was hired to do the score for some Christmas movie and got fired. And then Ivan Reitman hired him for this. And he was like, "Say, I have," because it's like there's actual jingle bells going on. It should be snowing on Danny DeVito during this movie.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving movie, technically, even though it shows, nobody's cutting a turkey, which you would want.
Someone's getting basted, dude.
Oh,
that's actually...
Yeah, that's it right there.
I like that.
I was just about to ask, how is this a Thanksgiving movie? But Steve cleared that right up.
That's it.
It's done.
He's probably cutting some cheese, too, you know, with the food.
Somebody's getting stuffing.
Ooh, yeah.
Arnold, I'm going to put the stuffing in you. You're my big bird.
Also, as we learned from the trailer, right, this came out like early September, right? Or
it said November.
November 20-something in Labor Day,
Labor
right?
Day this year is now November 23rd.
I think you could have just released this on Thanksgiving, and it was like, this November 23rd, someone's getting stuffed.
Yeah.
Would it totally... And honestly... Maybe more people would have come out to the theater for it.
Hey, this Thanksgiving, buns are in the oven.
Oh, there you go.
Also good. Yeah.
I bet this baby came out better than your Thanksgiving dinner, you fucks.
You idiots, come watch my fucking movie.
Yeah.
Well, that was aggressive. I guess I will see it. So he's just like the weird part about Danny DeVito's character is for the most part, like, he's like, Arnold is the quote-unquote brains and, like, the cold whatever and, like, his quote-unquote character arc is the one he, like, becomes more feeling through this process. And, like, Danny DeVito's the heart. Oh. I gotta find my parents.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah. Think about our sisters and our mothers we want to get pregnant.
Well, so he... Oh, you got one?
I found a new way to steal babies. Start from the beginning.
Yeah. You don't need Gotham's firstborn when you make them.
Dr. Cobblepot's home-baked babies.
Someone has had to have tried that of just like, I'm going to make a bunch of babies to be my private army.
Sure.
It'll take a while, but
yeah,
I mean, I'm sure it's happened.
I mean, that's why Andrew has already explained why he was not going to have kids. I'm not, because I'm like 40% sure I would have a penguin kid. Like, just like,
yeah,
you know what? The odds are against me on that one. And it's like, nah, dude, we're good.
But that, dude, you're total, because that plays into another one of my fears, right, is like giving life to an eerie kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a Damien or like a fucking The Orphan, whatever that 30-year-old kid's name was. Like,
yeah,
just some terrifying child, you know?
Neither of you have Cobblepot money either, so true, you couldn't really.
Oh, totally.
Those kids are going right off that bridge.
Like a sack of unwanted cats.
Yeah, those people had money and they did that.
But yeah, so they are, and it's weird. It takes a while to realize, like, they're working together on this drug, which is Expectane.
Is everyone paying attention?
I thought it was Expectaint.
It's not taint. It's taint.
Because when I'm watching this movie, I expect taint.
Now, Arnold, what you got to do is you stuff the pill in your taint. It dissolves through your pores,
and then
you're pregnant.
You know, Danny, that kind of sounds like we should go back to the drawing board.
No, we don't have to do that. Just take it.
Put it in your taint, Arnold.
They're working together. They're doing a big pitch to the FDA, like, hey, all these monkey miscarriages, we've solved that problem. Now let's go into the big show.
Update: we have solved all the monkey miscarriages.
13 New York Times headlines later, we finally done it.
But they're like, let's work on humans, and they get rejected. By Frank Langella is not only the dean of this school, he's also like the president of the FDA and possibly the governor of California.
He's the kingpin. He's the kingpin. Yes. I mean, just say what it is. He's daredevil kingpin of San Francisco, I guess.
Later in the movie, he's got like roving death squads. And they're like, the dean told us to do it.
Yeah. He calls in all of San Francisco media for a pregnancy. Mm-hmm.
And this is like why, like, we've lamented before talking about Ghostbusters, like, oh, we wish Dean Yeager had a larger role in that movie, right? Because it spawned one of the greatest Dan Aykroyd deliveries of all time. Hey, Dean Yeager! Yeah. But this is what happens with if Dean Yeager is allowed to run a mile.
Oh, I see.
You get Frank Langella in this movie. And that's Trouble Town.
And he starts running a racket. I mean, he's got evil man goatee, too. This is a terrible looking thing.
Yes.
Arnold looks good in this movie.
Yeah.
Frank Langella is a fucking snack, though.
Dude. Ooh, and I think this was around the time.
Fuck me, Skeletor, is what I say.
He was in that Lolita remake.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's running around, his fucking cock is doing the plane propeller.
He had
it's
his,
exquisite stuff.
His pee-pee floppy cock out. But yeah, dude, I would get injected with his cum, right?
Absolutely.
Why not? If you're going to have a baby.
That's how you get super geniuses. You don't get like monkey babies like you would from the Schwarzenegger thing.
Or like the movie Baby Geniuses. Mm. Could you imagine a talking baby?
Could you imagine?
just putting it out there. Think about
Who's the fucking old piece of shit in that movie?
Christopher Lloyd.
There it is. John Voight, indeed.
Yeah. And so they get rejected. It is very, to your point, like, not only is the library scene very Ghostbusters, they have this thing where they get, you know, they get thrown out of the university for their crooked science because they get rejected for the thing. Frank Langella takes a lot of pleasure in it. And now here comes Emma Thompson. I mean, what hurt more, being in this movie or being cheated on by Helena Bonham Carter? Like, which is
being in this movie?
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. It was 25 years ago.
Are you guys all upset about a nearly 30-year-old infidelity scandal?
That's weird.
So what happened there?
She was
with Kenneth Branagh at the time. Thor's Kenneth Branagh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Take us through People Magazine, 1995, please.
No problem. I just think that Helena Bonham Carter got away with a lot of shit that she shouldn't have got away with. Wow. Look at me.
Listen.
Well,
like,
Wait.
I hope she's brought to justice.
Wait. Got away with a lot of shit she shouldn't have got away. Like what? Killing a kid?
No. She was a hurricane in the 90s. She fucking stole Kenneth Branagh and Tim Burton.
And they've now started a podcast called She Did This.
Lock her up. That's right. That's right.
No, I don't want any of that chanted at a We Hate Movies show ever. Shut the fuck up.
Don't do it.
All right, well, I'm sorry to the estate of Helena Bonham Carter.
You know what? I hope she's having a nice day. I'll say that. Yeah.
Of course she is. She's fucking someone else's man.
Whoa.
I'm just picturing you and your mother.
Yeah, every night, dude.
You and your mom, like, you know, in the mid-90s, just flipping through a People magazine.
Mom, can we move over to Star yet? I'm bored.
Just going like, that's awful.
You know what she is? She's a hussy.
So, yeah, they get turned down by the FDA. They're getting kicked out of the place, much like the Ghostbusters, right? Arnold has locked the door, and, like, this is the first time I think you see Frank Langella's hit squad here. They're trying to, like break the door down with a flamethrower or something. And, like, I guess they're scared he's going to steal research or some shit. Is that the idea?
We're all going to hell tonight. Me and these monkeys are going to burn.
Oh
my God, if he commits suicide with 12 monkeys, we'll be all over the news.
And drink the Kool-Aid, monkey. Drink it.
We should quickly mention, I guess this is probably like a spiritual sequel to Twins, because that was also like a weird cum mixture made them.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely true, Eric.
I thought that was just like a flub at the hospital.
No, I think
weird
it was,
cum thing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Weird cum thing.
You just like, give me the cocktail, mix it up.
It's been a really long time for Twins, but I believe there's like some super science where like, it's like, oh, they
super science or stupid science?
Probably both.
Sure.
But it's like, oh, we'll make the perfect man, and it's Arnold. Like, let's do Twins, and like, oops, it fell in the garbage, and here's Danny DeVito. Well,
so the 5-second rule works if you drop a French fry on the floor.
Yes, yeah.
But a vial of Danny DeVito.
Well, the funny thing about Twins is the opening of that thing. Like, it is a cum trick. He's correct. Yeah. Eric is correct on that.
It's a good cum trick.
They do the fountain soda trick where they put in cum from all the best scientists in the world.
Yeah.
And only one egg. And it's amazing.
It's like a little Coca-Cola, some Mountain Dew, a little Sprite.
A little biologist, a little geologist.
So wait, who was the scientist that was responsible for Danny DeVito? Wallace Shawn?
They all come from the same mixture.
Inconceivable!
Turns out it was conceivable.
He's the
But they, so Arnold is refusing to go. And like Emma Thompson, because like, I don't know, like I like her a lot as an actress. She's really funny. She's really smart. But like, this movie, she's just falling down the whole time. It's just like, whoops, she fell down.
Because what we're trying to do here obnoxiously is like a screwball, you know, like bringing a baby type comedy.
Did you say screwball?
Indeed, I did. Take it away.
No, I mean, it would be nice if they had some screwball in this. Instead, Danny DeVito just pricks him. You know?
There's a little bit of screwing in this movie.
All right, take off your pants, Arnold.
All right, Arnold, we're going to make love now.
Can't wait to prick you.
Don't worry, I put the lady cum on the tip. Look at it in there. The egg, right?
Yes.
Right?
Danny, it sounds like you've been taking some notes from Eric Siska.
I told you before, he doesn't have a doctorate.
Apologies, but the exits have been welded shut.
So she comes in, right? Is like her like thing, why I said screwball comedy. Her thing is like she's a klutz.
Yeah,
and that's funny. Maybe once.
Yeah.
But I think we rewatched it today at the hotel, and I got to say, you're going like 7 or 8 gags of her being a klutz.
Look, I understand she's British. You don't have to tell her to be Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be Hugh Grant.
That's right. Nervous, fuddy-duddy Brits were all the rage in the mid-90s, though. It totally checks out. Because what the fuck was the year right before, right?
Nine months was right before, and then, I mean, the most buffoonish she's ever been, 4 Weddings and a Funeral, is only like 2 or 3 years before this?
Yeah.
But they still walk among us, folks. They just use American accents. It's a travesty.
Doctor Strange is a secret agent.
It is.
He's not that secret, dude. Hello, it is me, an American named Dr. Stephen Strange. Yeah.
Wow, sounds like that British wizard is actually American.
You know who could play a teenager from Queens?
Yeah.
A British kid.
They must be from the same American state that Hugh Laurie is from.
Yes, Mr. Stark, I love getting a falafel down on Queens Boulevard.
If Spider-Man took place in 1776, I would understand it.
I'm a huge fan of the New York Metropolitan Baseball Squad.
I'm going to the bodega.
Well, Peter, things are looking very weird. Let's take this lorry, bus. We now call them buses, Peter.
Hey, Aunt May, I'm making Stark money now. We should move to a bigger flat.
And Marissa Tomei is like 100, 200, 300.
No, Peter, we should get you your vocal cords changed with that money, actually. It sounded pretty bad.
It's just because that kid is a baby, and I don't believe him as an adult ever. And if they cast him as James Bond, I'm fucking done with it. All right? I'm just done with it all.
She feels bad, so she's like, oh, cool. Like, Frank Langella is, like, dancing on their grave. He's really happy about it. Like, you Ghostbusters, baby busters, need to get out of here. And she's like, oh, I feel so bad. Like, Arnold saves her, and she, like, kisses him on the mouth. Like, she wants to fuck this dude from the jump, which makes sense, because he's built, like, a fucking doorway.
But instead, he's like, please stop making out with me. This is very disgusting.
And then she gets off of him and knees him in the nuts.
Yes.
Which is cool.
You know, Ivan, I think it's one disgrace too many, me getting kneed in the nuts.
Well, when you kissed me, I wasn't so into it. Then you kneed me in the nuts, and I'm like, well, maybe.
With comeback, let's start over now. I'm ready to go.
Are you one of those women I keep on hearing about?
What, knee mashers?
Just women in general.
Yeah, because he's he's this like dangerous loner in this movie who has no relationship with anyone in the entire United States besides Danny DeVito.
Nobody's like catcall. Like, I'm sorry, I would catcall Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah,
I'd do it right now.
Yeah, honestly. Oh, so God. It's never happened. Nobody's been like, oh, yeah, I'm attracted to you. What?
There is a part in the movie, though, like, you know, if you say whatever, it doesn't matter. But there's a part where he's like, oh, yeah, Danny DeVito, we are not friends. And also, I hear everyone in the lab making fun of the way I talk. And you're just like, oh, Arnold.
Well, it's so sad.
Well, have you heard your voice?
Well, this is the rare Arnold movie, and in a good sense, wherein they're like, oh, he's like, because like they lose the funding. And Arnold's like, I am going back to Austria. I'm like, fucking finally. It's like, oh, it is me, Dr. Hess from New Jersey.
Yes, my favorite musical artist is Da Boss.
I am from Hockensock.
That one does kind of work if you say
Hocken
it.
Hockenschocken.
It makes sense. But like, yes, he's from Austria. We're actually fucking putting a hat on it. It's like, fucking finally.
Yeah. My name is Steven Johnson.
Oh, this is from America. Danny DeVito follows him on an airplane and stuff and like buys a ticket.
This is a crazy thing, right? Like they're hard up for funding. There's clearly money problems going on.
Hard up, by the way.
He's trying to, yeah, yep, nice.
Stiffen up, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But he's trying to like convince Arnold to go along with the scheme, and Arnold is getting on the plane. And Danny DeVito, last second, buys a plane ticket to wherever in Europe. They don't specify Austria. He says, I'm going back to Europe. But, like, you're dropping $2,000 to convince us. I don't know. I mean, make a phone call the next day.
You see this townhouse he's living in? Of course he can blow $1,000. Fuck it.
And it's also 94. True. He's got like fucking 4 box cutters in his pocket. They're like, oh, go on, man. Enjoy it.
Dude, he is bum rushing the security office, and this woman is just totally calm, like, oh, you need a pass to go after this point right here. And he's like,
well, I don't have a ticket.
I see what's in your pocket. The plane can go anywhere you want.
Oh, I'm always just carrying box cutters. You never know when you're going to need it.
What if you find a box and you can't open it?
Sometimes you need to do an emergency C-section.
Oh, my God.
This is where Danny DeVito comes with the plan, because it's like, look, you know, we don't have funding, but we do have all this fucking, we got crates of Expectane. All we need is a host. And Arnold is like, what woman would let someone take what pregnant woman would take an experimental drug? And the answer is, I don't know, anybody, if you paid them enough. But it's just like, oh no, what about you, Arnold Schwarzenegger? You should get pregnant.
Absolutely. Marcello Mastroianni did it. You should do it too.
Like, mm-hmm. But and it's right too. Like, yeah. This is a good move, because you could like put a horse in him or something, you know? It's a big dude.
Well, I would
horse baby.
I was half expecting a monkey baby to come out at the end, because they're working so close to these monkey eggs. You'd think Junior, that sounds like a monkey name.
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry, Arnold. I got the tubes mixed up. You're giving birth to a monkey man.
Oh, no. I'm giving birth to a human Z. They haven't tried this since the Red Army.
I'm going to call him Mighty Joe Young.
So that's what that movie's about.
Yeah.
Arnold gets convinced. You know what I mean? We saw the trailer all together right now. That's pretty much what it is. He gets convinced. And the idea is, and the very specific plan is like, look, it's just going to be first trimester only. Don't worry. It's going to be as big as a grain of rice. Is that that's his kind of thing?
That's the whole, because that's like the amount of like research that they'll know, the data that they need to collect, and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll dissolve in your own body. It'll just disappear.
Well, because we're very much dancing around the A word in this movie, right? We're definitely not saying abortion. And it's just like, you know, Arnold, you just have to go for one trimester and then, I don't know, we can go on vacation.
Yeah, I'll get up in
there. There's a step there that you're missing, Danny.
Listen, do you ever see Dirty Dancing? You know what Jerry Orbach does in Dirty Dancing?
All right, Arnold, we get 7 weeks of research in, and then I'm calling Jerry Orbach.
But so like, that is the thing, we are dancing. We never say it, but it's there. It's like, we'll just do this, and then we'll take care of it. You know what I mean? Like, and so Arnold, you know, we're like, well, we need an egg, and like, earlier on in the movie, Emma Thompson, in a very clumsy thing, is like writing a whole fucking case full of eggs and Danny DeVito's like, say. And he like goes into her lab late at night, steals something labeled Junior. And this is when she wakes up. She's got cheese on her face because they're trying to make her not look fucking hot as balls. And
balls are hot.
A 1994 Emma Thompson looked the fuck out.
Oh my God. She's got cheese on her face.
Yeah, somebody was into it.
Totally. It was doing it for somebody.
Oh, yeah, I'm a cheese it. Could you just, oh God, put cheese on your forehead.
Oh my God, put it back, put it back, put it back.
Oh fuck, it's Gouda. Shit.
Let's get together and make some cheese whiz.
Now, I'm going to the Marriott to meet up with a bunch of Cheez-Its. And we're Gouda Fest 2022, baby.
It's as Gouda as it gets.
Oh, my God. She's smoking. It's smoked Gouda. Both of my fetishes at once.
Get out of this porno theater, cheese fucker.
Look at the giant cheese wheel. It could crush you.
Hot, man.
What the hell are we talking about?
But so Danny DeVito steals her.
Oh, he goes into the lab, right? He opens this cryogenic chamber, and he is looking at all these little samples like fucking Wayne Knight in Jurassic Park. He's just like, oh, look at this. You got a Junior, and you got a T-Rex. You got a Dilophosaurus over there. Yeah. Oh.
It's really too bad you can't make like an over-easy or like a scrambled. Uh-huh.
We got to get you to some sort of continuing ed shit the second we get home.
The thing is that nothing matters. It doesn't matter what I know. It doesn't matter what you know. Nothing matters.
But it's great because like she wakes up and she's like, oh, what's going on? And he's like, oh, you know,
I wanted to ask you out on a date. And then she throws up everywhere.
No. Oh, pardon me while I go get sick in the loo.
Now, was this like a, like just to like distract her? Or was this sincere? Was
I think
this
it's a little bit of both.
It's totally both. Because
his whole thing is like, all right, well, either way, I'm getting out of here with an excuse, but maybe I'll get a hot date too.
Well, he's also specifically very divorced, which we, you know, kind
of. Oh, you don't forget for 2 seconds that he's divorced in this movie. Because the ex-wife comes into his office one day and is like, oh, hey, Danny DeVito, remember the reason that we got divorced? Because we couldn't have a baby together? Well, guess what? I'm pregnant. And he's like, oh, my God. Oh, Angela, fantastic. I can't believe it. Oh, it was the time we had sex at our friend's wedding. And she's like,
All right, there's the door. Right there's the door. But you can leave now.
In the craziest,
hold on, it wasn't Helena Bonham Carter, was it? That goddamn homewrecker.
She really can do it all.
You know, that Steve Sadak warned me about her.
You didn't expect that when you bought your ticket, but you got it.
What was I talking about?
No, she was impregnated by...
Oh, that's the craziest thing, right? This is a movie in where Arnold Schwarzenegger is impregnated.
Yeah.
Right? But the craziest, batshit insane part of this movie is his ex-wife comes in and is like, I'm pregnant, it's not yours, please be my OBGYN. Get the fuck out of here, lady.
But not like that.
Get right out of town. Are you kidding me?
I was impregnated by Aerosmith. Which one? I don't know. They all went to town on me or something. It turns out not even to be Aerosmith. It's some dude.
Also, I'm pretty sure I don't have the OBGYN's oath in front of me. But they're not allowed to play home games, as I understand it. Like, if you've been there before, you're not allowed to be the doctor.
We want to be the most intense emotional situation you got.
Yeah, exactly.
The most intense emotional situation you got.
But the best part is he's like, all right, that sounds really awful, Angela. How about you go, listen, if there's any guy who's better than me, it's my partner, 90210's James Eckhouse is in this movie. Oh, and the head of hair.
What a smoke show.
Holy shit.
Fuck, dude.
And but the way they talk about James Eckhouse in this movie, his name's Ned, and he's at the practice with Danny DeVito, they talk like he's John Doe from Seven.
Yes.
They're like, Pamela Reed, whenever she's like, he creeps me out. He keeps checking me, and it just creeps me out.
Back away, Danny DeVito. James Eckhouse has the upper hand now. And that's the thing. You never, I mean, as far as bad Yelp reviews go, want to be an OBGYN that's getting creep reviews.
Yeah.
She's just like, he looks at me grossly. It's fucking disgusting. Please, ex-husband, be my OBGYN. He's like, I don't know, babe. There's a whole city out there full of us.
He also showed my brother this knife dick thing. He really liked it, but I told him not to do it.
That's what we call, like, not expect taint, but, like, break taint.
Yes, Eric.
He told me to fuck her, and I did.
Yeah. Carved her up like a Thanksgiving turkey.
What's in the box? What's in the box, Arnold? What's in the box?
Yeah, wouldn't that be wild if a guy came out with, like, a knife dick to carve the turkey at Thanksgiving? Like, imagine if your, like, uncle did that.
It's going to be a little careful one here. All right.
Just like position himself over the table and just like, you know what it is. You know what it is.
You know what, man? I'll be out in the car.
Hey, cousin Clara, could you show some cleavage? I'm losing some steam here.
Oh, the knife is going down.
Motherfucker, the Uber driver said he was 3 minutes 10 minutes ago.
All right, let's get to the movie.
Wait a second. Can we talk about Danny DeVito's office?
Sure.
And a very famous patient that's in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He makes the trailer.
You catch the head of hair on Chris Maloney in this movie. He looks like fucking Michael Richards with that hair.
Yeah.
It's almost a Seinfeld mullet.
It is almost exactly.
Ooh, yeah, you're very Seinfeldian with that
and
mullet.
And Danny DeVito has to teach him how to jack off. Yes.
Welcome to Jerk Off Instructions. I'm your host, Danny DeVito.
And he's got this shelf of porno tapes.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Slow down.
Stand up and walk around the room for a bit.
This is Danny DeVito's jerk off instructions.
Yeah, I bet it feels hard. Yeah.
One of these movies he has on VHS is called Sex Crimes 2084. And I looked it up and it's real.
What was the, there's another one, L.A. Raw.
L.A. Raw.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes, Beverly Hills Cop, yeah. Which Google keeps telling me I want to look for Beverly Hills Cop, and no, I don't.
No, I'm looking for the story of horny detective Axel Fuckley.
Is his name Axel Fuckley?
I don't know, but it might as well be, dude.
It doesn't tell us much on the IMDb. The director is Adam. No last name.
Yeah, you know what Adam is, dude? That is so fucking Meemaw doesn't see what you're doing out in Hollyweird. Yeah. When you're telling Meemaw you're making movies.
Oh, Adam, Beverly Hills Cop. Oh, no. Oh, Adam, and the follow-up, Beverly Hills 902169. Unbelievable! This Thanksgiving is ruined. I'm going to carve the turkey with this knife dildo from the film 7 and get on with it.
Oh, this one looks good. Fletch Fox.
He does.
Dude, how? Okay, wait a second. A Fletch porno parody? Dude, you got some guy standing in for Chevy Chase in a porno film?
Well, like Fletch? Is that kind of close to like a fuck Fletch?
Isn't that that Tom Hanks Apple movie that just came
out?
Oh,
you're right. He's just like Tom Hanks is just like fucking a robot in that or something?
Yeah, that's it.
He's I heard that robot's got some funny one-liners in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Probably not, though.
So.
Right.
So.
Chris Maloney jerks off in that cup. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's very important that we know that.
Yeah, we got to get to the movie. Yeah, for
but
sure.
He winds up. So Arnold is like, okay. Arnold asks, like, where did you get the egg? And it's like, ah, don't worry. It said Abby something. Abby normal. Because he's basically doing a Marty Feldman and fucking Young Frankenstein in this film, essentially.
Yeah, he doesn't know what this fucking thing
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
It could kill you. I really don't know.
Well, actually, and I don't know if this is just like terms from the biz or what, but he's like, oh, don't worry about it, Arnold. It was from an anonymous harvest.
An anonymous harvest.
He injects Arnold with the cum needle, the lady cum needle, and then the plot starts progressing from there.
Aww. But by the way, this is grand larceny. You steal like you know someone's fucking jizz. It's like I don't know, like that's like $200 worth of value, if that.
Yeah,
$200.
That's like $10,000 a pop. Those eggs.
Yeah, lady eggs.
Eggs. Yeah. Like, semen they'll take for like $50 a load.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Those, I'm not paying for this.
There's semen running through the streets of every city.
Exactly.
Every fucking sewer system is full of cum. But a lady egg, that is harder to come by.
It's true. Yeah, but a lady egg is essentially winning Chopped. It's like $10,000.
Yeah.
Is that all you get for having to deal with being on that show?
Yes, it's sick.
What are you going to spend your winnings on? Oh, I think I'll buy a lady egg.
But yeah, so now Danny DeVito, in a very sensual scene, they use the, ultrasound, and he's trying to find where to put it. Because again, like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's body isn't exactly set up for this situation.
What?
And they're like basically like, I don't know, put it in the back somewhere. Wait, like, look, there's no
Arnold, do you got any vacancies in there? Any place I could just huck a baby?
You still got your spleen, Arnold.
Towards the end of the movie, it's like it's jamming up his intestines or something.
Dude, there is a thing. It is a blink and you miss it line, but Danny DeVito is like, I don't know. Something tells me it's wrapped up in his large intestines.
So this baby is like stretched out, like. Like a prisoner. Meanwhile, like shit's flowing in these fucking pipes next to it.
Well, because that's again, like, he was never expected to carry it to term. So it's like, I don't know, put it anywhere. It's like, oh, I'm going to throw that TV out later. Just put it over there. Wherever.
Don't worry about feeding it or anything. Yes. That won't come up.
Dude, that is the thing. You got to not ask too many questions about this movie because it falls apart like a house of sand. Absolutely.
Also, the best thing is, so Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger have been working together for a long time, we understand. Pamela Reed comes in and is like, oh, hi, nice to meet you, this person who's been part of my life for about 15 years now. Yes. the first time you meet your partner's fucking partner?
Well, I think it's a thing where Danny DeVito just clearly doesn't take his work home with him.
Well, but also they're fucking divorced. And this lady is coming in. You want to talk about Michael Richards just cramering into Danny DeVito's house at all hours.
There's one part where she walks in, and what's Danny DeVito's name in this movie?
Abergast.
What's his first name? Yeah. Larry or some shit?
It's Larry, and Arnold is Alexander Hess.
There we go.
Like Rudolph.
She walks into the house one time, and she's like, oh, Larry, are you home? I just let myself in. And you should have Danny DeVito being like, no fucking shit, it's a Tuesday. She is just waltzing into this, and there's one part where he's like, you know, I'm trying to be civil about this. We are divorced. I do own the house. And she's like, I don't care about that divorce paper. This will always be my house. It's like, lady, in or out with this marriage.
Change the locks.
I will break into your house, Danny DeVito.
Exactly.
I will break a window. I'll come into this house whenever I fucking like, okay?
Angela, I'm changing the locks.
You got fucked by Aerosmith. I am now changing the locks.
I can't believe she lied about that.
I know,
too.
It's a weird thing, because like, in the beginning of the movie, she's like, well, it was Aerosmith, and you know, everybody's like, oh, that's the 90s. But then later she's, on,
well, because
like,
she says he left because he had to go back on tour. She says, he says who on tour? She just says Aerosmith.
And then later on, you find out he's Aerosmith's personal trainer.
What is that?
You're missing the fucking, she's like, Aerosmith. And then later, he's like, oh, and I just assume it's Joe Perry. And he's like, you disgusting piece of shit. It was their personal trainer,
yeah,
okay?
Which is actually...
I just lied about it, okay?
And their personal trainer is, of course, their drug mule. It's just a...
Yeah,
yeah,
I was like, Aerosmith's personal trainer? What, are you kidding me?
Just Tom, then. Why don't you just say Tom impregnated me?
So now Arnold is sort of pregnant. He's going through the whole thing, and he's
when
like,
they get when he moves into Danny DeVito's. We can't. It's I'm sorry.
No, please,
we can't
please,
skip
please,
it because the most horrifying
please.
Part of the whole fucking endeavor is he like gets the injection and then falls asleep, and we wake up to a dream sequence where a babe comes in holding this baby, and it's like obviously this lady didn't have her SAG card. She don't say shit through the whole scene, right? She's just smiling uncomfortably at him. And he's presented with this baby, and he's like, ah, mind the baby, and looks at it. And this, I mean, forged in the fires of hell, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
This fucking baby with the Arnold CGI face, and it's actual Arnold, like, superimposed on it, and he's just like, mama.
You know what? I think I would, that is how I would have a kid. If I could have a kid, I would have that kid.
What?
And you'd raise him and love him?
It's going to be the stallion that mounts the world, dude.
You ever see this, though? I mean, it's a real thing. Like, not with, like right newborn babies, but, like, after a while, when they start kind of looking like a person, maybe some of you out here, your friends have this, maybe some of your own.
About
like
18,
this.
19, you know?
No. Like, just, like, you can be, like, a few months old, babies start getting, like, adult face, and then you see, like, a little toddler that's just got a face that looks exactly like an adult. Like,
creepy
probably, like,
fuck.
They're going to grow up to look like Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
It's now that I'm saying this, the next time you see one, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It'll ruin children for you all over again.
But
it's
it
really
won't look
great.
Like an Arnold Schwarzenegger thing.
Which is why I'm not having kids.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what you wanted, yeah.
I want that.
I mean, I've long said that the most disgusting thing I've seen CGI create is the masked sperms from Son of the Mask.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Those were terrible.
This might overtake. This really might
cinema's
have done
cinema's greatest come.
Well, I love that, like, Ivan Reitman was like, well, our movie's going along pretty well. No one's freaked the fuck out yet.
We're 35 minutes into this movie. No one's freaked the fuck out. We got to do something about that. Oh, Arnold, we'll superimpose your face onto an infant. That'll do it.
I mean, we're making a family movie. They should be a little scared.
Fear brings families closer together.
And Arnold wakes up at Danny DeVito's bed. He does a pregnancy test. He has to pee in a glass, and it comes out like a fucking hazy IPA, this thing.
Holy shit, this juice bomb that he pisses out?
It is very dark.
Here.
You need to drink more water, sir.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, we need some piss. Here's a pint glass. Fill it to the top.
And he does.
Filled to the brim, this thing.
It would be funny if he just poured a little bit into the test tube like, and he's like,
No. That would also just be gross again.
It kind of looked like this.
It does look a lot like that.
But that's the thing. Like, he's also a scientist. He knows how much Danny DeVito will need for the experiment. You drinking that piss down there, dude?
Yeah, but he's like, ah, you're pregnant. And this is when, like...
Worst delivery of Arnold's career right here, by the way, is Danny DeVito's like, you might be crazy, but you're also pregnant. Trail a line. And then he goes, I'm pregnant. Just the absolute... And I know he's not Laurence Olivier. I love the guy. But how about a take two for that one?
Warmth isn't his thing. When he's talking to a monkey... It seems like he's talking to the governor.
I'm going to miss you most of all, monkey
miss you
coworker.
Most of all.
You want the monkey to fuck her?
Get Downey Sr. in here. He'd do it better than Reitman.
I think it would be very interesting if they started crossbreeding humans and monkeys in this
film. Soviet Union tried it, dude. It didn't work. We all know this.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it won't work.
Well, this was a missed opportunity. This should have been the prequel to Planet of the Apes.
Oh,
right here.
Nice.
This should have been the
oh, shit. This is how it all started.
This is my baby.
You know, Junior's a little old hat. Let's call him Caesar.
Classical name.
Oh, no. I shouldn't have been fucking the monkeys. Now they are taking over the planet.
And it will truly be a planet of Arnold's.
What are you doing with James Franco? Get out of there!
I'm going to kill you.
So he's pregnant. Now we're doing like, and that's the thing is that this movie. I mean, like this movie does. It doesn't function as a comedy because like you expect, and you do get a lot of pregnancy jokes.
You expect laughs though, right?
But like, the sentimentality is off the charts. Off the charts.
Because it's like, oh, we're talking about babies. You love babies.
Yeah.
We got to be nice about it.
You like baby things, don't you? Yeah. And pregnant things. Don't you like all of that?
Well,
it's
starts,
not boring.
The joke is he comes into the office. He's like, my nipples are sensitive. And everyone's like, the fuck are you talking about?
Well, yeah. Look. If you use clamps that often, you're going to get some wear and tear.
You know, you're just having these clamps hanging off your tits, man. They are just going to pull them right down.
Arnold, we live together. We could talk about this literally every time. Why are you screaming in a closed office about your nipples?
They make like a quarter-assed attempt to have like the rest of the lab assistants be characters.
Nope.
Because this other fucking total nobody guy is like, hey, you talking about sore nipples over there? I get those from surfing. Do you surf, huge Austrian dude? And here's the thing. Arnold should just be like, yeah, it was from surfing. You are correct. Yeah. But he like shoots the... He's like, no, I do not surf.
There's no way he surfs. He sinks.
Sink like a stone.
I've been feeding the monkeys. I must confess.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
They love me.
If he started breastfeeding monkeys, another star.
Bring it up to 2 stars.
That's right.
But because of all, like, he's doing things like he's getting morning sickness and whatnot, and it causes Emma Thompson to think that he has a drug problem, and she, like, confronts him. Like, this is a person she doesn't know, like, at all. And
also,
she's like, oh, excuse me, do you have a substance abuse problem?
Like, who cares if he did, lady? Mind your business.
Yes, I've just been blowing rails all the time. Goodbye, English lady.
That's why I keep going back into the laboratory, because I have a huge stash, but I can't remember where I hid it.
I don't know.
But do you want me to stop looking to stop monkey miscarriages? This helps me.
That's why there were monkey miscarriages. I hide the cocaine inside the monkeys, okay? Is that what you wanted to hear?
You know what? You've got a lot of curiosity about what's going on in my life. Pay attention to your own and that goth lady hanging around your husband.
Open your eyes. She's coming faster than you think. Your life is about to be totally ruined. Actually, as a matter of fact, you're here filming a movie with me. Where's Kenneth? What is Kenneth up to back in the United Kingdom?
He's not Shakespeare, I'll tell you that.
After Fight Club comes out, Arnold just makes a panicked phone call to Tim Burton. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know.
She's trouble, man. I've seen it in action.
No, so, but yes, they make this, it's a really bad joke where it's like, oh, do you have a substance abuse problem? No. And Danny DeVito's like, oh, you know, he's got this, all of his village in Austria has this Glockenspergen disease. And they're like, she's like, what does it do? It's like, it makes you fat. Just say, like, I don't know, dude, I put on some weight. Could you mind your own business?
It's a real disease. I'm a strudel hound.
I mean, also, to just get this total stranger off your back, how about, yeah, I am a drug addict. Good yeah. day. Yeah.
Get what lost. Are you going to do about it?
Yeah, get lost, lady.
That kind of goes nowhere because they keep trying. I mean, it may come as a surprise to all of you who did or did not see the movie, but Emma Thompson and Arnold Schwarzenegger, not a lot of chemistry. Not a ton, stunning stuff. Not a ton of chemistry.
It's tough for Arnold Schwarzenegger to have chemistry with anything that's not a gun. Generally speaking, he's not been great. Otherwise.
Or like an alien he's beating up.
Or Danny DeVito.
I already said an alien he's beating up.
Well, he wasn't playing himself in Space Jam. No, it's a different kind of alien.
That's true. That's also true. So they make up this disease or whatever, and it totally goes nowhere. The whole thing, like, this is where the laughs are really supposed to be coming, right? Because, like, all the hormones are messing with him. So there are things that you can, like, justify with the science in this movie, right? Which is, like, he's watching, like, a Folgers Crystals commercial.
It's a Kodak commercial.
Oh, it's Kodak? Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, famous.
Well, how about earlier today when I was like, where's this commercial from? You fucking kept them tight little lips shut, huh?
Because I was waiting for the show.
Oh, great. Well, the big fucking reveal. It's a Kodak film commercial.
Listen, it's a Kodak moment. Save it for the show.
But so he's like crying or whatever, and he's like, the little girl grew up, and now she's not daddy's girl anymore. And like, okay, that's fine. I guess, right?
I bet that daddy remembers what the piss was like on his lip. And now she's getting married. I'm crying, daddy.
But then they start turning
into a
thing.
Who was it, daddy? And what did he do?
Daddy, did you impregnate that man too?
Do you know what that daddy did? That daddy left. That's what that daddy do. No, but so here's the thing, though. Then they start doing really stupid shit. Like because they're living together... They also then just become like an old married couple.
Yeah.
And Arnold's like, he doesn't get invited to some function that Danny DeVito is going to. And he's like, you know, I have not left the house in forever. I never see you anymore. You're working all the time.
Danny DeVito says, I have to go to this big meeting in San Francisco. I live in San Francisco.
And maybe he lives like just outside the city limits.
It's the full house.
They never really define the spatial relation on anything, including with that fucking Arnold womb.
But just all I'm pointing out is like all of these jokes about them being like a couple all of a sudden is some of the biggest fucking thuds in cinema history.
Well, because like the thing is like at the end, he's like, all right, Arnold, you can come to the dance or whatever it is. And he's like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to wear. And then someone's homophobic uncle is fucking wearing his knee out.
You're getting them, Arnold. You're getting them all.
Just like, I mean, like the joke is like, oh, I am now like woman. I care of appearance. It's like, dude, you work out 14 times a day. You've always cared of appearance.
You're on a never-ending press tour. Give me a fucking break.
Exactly. I guess the difference, though, in appearance-wise is he's like, maybe I won't wear fun Hawaiian shirts through the whole field.
I would have preferred it, honestly.
And this is the big gala thing, and this is also the trailer where I was like, ooh, you look radiant. You're positively glowing. Like, Frank Langella is trying to angle a threesome a little bit here.
Absolutely.
By the way, if that happens, sign the fuck up immediately.
Absolutely.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you're going to want to have a camera rolling for this.
No, just one thing, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm a top.
Yeah, well, you know, at this party, Arnold keeps saying how much he likes Franks and Blankets. He could have got a Frank and a blanket right there, my friend.
That's they call those Langellas in the sack.
And it'll be a Frank and a blanket specifically because Frank Langella famously only fucks under the covers.
I see.
Oh, of course, yeah. He's a modest man.
You better turn those lights off if we're going to do this.
Yeah. Whoopi was always complaining.
I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. What? I mean, the Whoopster Man, some interesting decisions. Langella, Ted Danson.
She got around, dude.
She likes him tall.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Tall and Frankenstein looking, huh?
It's okay to get stooped.
It's true.
It is one way to get stooped. That's right.
There's like a very long dance sequence. Emma Thompson showed. This is like, again, they're like two cold fish slapping against each other, trying to like find some chemistry. It's like, I am falling in love with you, Emma Thompson.
Yes, these are feelings of love coming out of my heart right now.
The character's name is Angela. Emma Thompson.
And I am falling in love with you, Chief Hard Apple, whatever your name is.
John Matrix.
Arnold lets her get away with one of the most fucking greatest indignities of all time. He notices there's TP on this woman's shoe. He says nothing to stop this. They go out on the dance floor. She's dragging a huge fucking tail.
Here's the thing. There is a bit of a social back and forth about, like, should you, if someone's got spinach on their teeth, yes or no, do you tell them, blah, 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 first date. Toilet paper, you have to be like, dude, there's toilet paper over there. You got to take care of that shit right away.
There's
right
a couple away. Things. It's just a mandatory thing.
Yes.
Toilet paper on a shoe, someone's fly being down.
Yes.
You have to intervene.
You
for
know
the
what?
Sake of humanity, you have to intervene.
You know what? It's kind of working for me. A little bit of scheisse play.
Oh, you have such dirty shoes. Your shoes are so dirty. Oh,
what a dirt. Dirty girl you are.
We are doing it for somebody because they're dancing and like they're both just awful at dancing, right? But they see some like sexy couple that's there doing some sexy dancing and whatnot, and they try to like emulate it. And she does like a move where she kicks her leg out and the fucking shoe goes flying because she can't go 4 minutes in this movie without humiliating herself.
Well, yeah, because
and he goes to get the shoe and brings it back, and you see like her bare, bestockinged foot, and he's like, now it is like we are Cinderella. It was working for Ivan Reitman, and it was working for people in the theater.
This fucking pharmaceutical conference has a dance floor packed like a summer wedding in Ibiza. I've never seen anything like it. There's like a tangoing couple who are about to fuck going all around the thing. And then the toilet paper.
And then the toilet paper.
And
that's
then the toilet
right.
paper, it's just, which it's... somebody should have seen. I would, if you were a stranger, you're just like, I got a little shit on your... little shit on the down there. The toilet paper on your shoe down there.
Well, the thing is, like, even if some of them can dance well, they're all unfeeling, cold doctors, which are fucking terrible.
They've had an education, so they're terrible.
I agree. I didn't, so I'm good.
Where did we meet again?
College. All right, my grades were a little lower.
Sure.
So the next movement is Danny DeVito's like, you're becoming too much like a lady crying at commercials. I'm putting a stop to this experiment right now. Stop taking the medicine. And this is when Arnold's like, I will continue taking the medicine because I need a baby. And there's like lightning because we're like almost doing a Frankenstein.
Yeah. But it's insane because it's like, we're Frankensteining with the lightning and the score. But then he's like, if you are a boy, I will name you Junior. Yeah. If you are a girl, I will also name you Junior.
If you are born dead, I will revive you because it's like Frankenstein.
If you end up being a monkey man or a monkey woman, then yes, I will call you Junior as well.
And if you are the devil, I will call you Master.
Man, that you got. You by the way, hit Birth in the Antichrist. That's hitting the jackpot.
Oh yeah. You're living good.
Yeah. You know he's going to set you up with like a nice house or something.
A mansion, probably a moat. You could, if you're giving birth to the Antichrist, you could probably still get a moat
these
days.
Mia Farrow overreacts in that movie.
Oh, you think she should have given it a couple of weeks, see how it all worked out?
Yeah, absolutely. Just
maybe she's, you know what, John Cassavetes, you were totally right. You were totally right.
You said a Martha's Vineyard and Hampton's house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. I would love to be impregnated by Arnold or the devil.
Uh-huh. You got to watch it, though, man, because I'm pretty sure Damien was trying to kill them parents.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You might
that guy was trouble.
That's also okay. I've lived a life.
Yeah, you have a pretty good couple last days there. You're living in the lap of luxury.
I guess so.
Evil luxury, but luxury.
The lap of evil luxury. That's right.
Your legacy will live on and conquer Earth.
So Danny DeVito, he puts on weight is the thing. It's like
yes,
Arnold's
he
now
finds
putting on baby
out
weight. Yes.
Because it's Arnold's birthday.
Yes.
And they like bring him out one of the absolute worst looking cakes I've ever seen in my life. Like, I would send it back. Like, I didn't ask for it anyway. Yeah. Get this cake out of my face. It looks like a flat tire. What like, is someone this? Made a cake to look like a fucking flat tire.
You found some dog shit in the street and put a candle on it.
Yeah, I apologize. A fat man sat on it, and it's kind of uneven here in the front.
Someone sat on it on the bus. That's awesome.
And, like, it doesn't, it's all in service of Arnold, like, lifts his shirt up at one point to clap, like, yeah, candles blew out. And, like, the baby bump is there. And there is this amazing shot of Arnold is, like, seated in sort of, like, a high lab chair. And Danny DeVito's, like, as high as it's gonna go. And he's, like, he is, like, eye to belly with Arnold. And it's, like, ah, crap.
I mean, that's amazing because if he pulled that up and I saw that, I would be like Drew Barrymore's mother at the beginning of Scream when I found her outside.
Yeah. Ah!
Please stop this. Whatever's happening, stop it.
Deep cut, but I like it.
Yeah. Totally, man.
A couple people got deep cuts in that movie.
So. Goddamn, dude.
Anyway, what happens?
Some days it's just like, goddamn.
What happens in this movie? Now
Danny DeVito is aware that Arnold's pregnant, and then they have this argument. He's like, let me keep my baby! And it's like, okay, all right.
It's so insane. And this is like Danny DeVito's like, oh, he's part of a psychological study I'm doing in conjunction with the university's psych department. Like, he thinks he's pregnant. Isn't that
makes me feel
funny?
Comfortable that a psych patient is in this fertility totally. Clinic with me having a regular baby.
Yeah, he's having a breakdown. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. He's fine. Yeah, he's humongous. I know. And he can kill us all.
He's a danger. He's like a fucking lethal weapon. Look at this fucking guy.
I mean, it is so funny that, like, they always, I mean, any Schwarzenegger movie, they stroke his ego a little bit, but this one is special. They look under the microscope at his guys, and Danny DeVito, big load.
Yes!
Dude, he straight up says big load in this movie.
Boys can swim, Arnold. Ivan, I know I'm not a producer on this movie, but I can't help but notice my newest script has a red pen through what my line should be and something in clearly Arnold's handwriting that just says, wow, your load is fantastic. You could repopulate the earth.
But, and this is not an exaggeration, folks, that did not see the movie. He says load.
Yeah, he does.
It's a load.
Very nice.
It's incredible stuff. He's telling Danny DeVito at this point again about the hormones and everything. And this is like, oh, Danny, I'm getting so fucking horny all of a sudden. And he says that he cored out a melon and got a steifen.
Well, what do you expect? He's load-bearing.
He's load-bearing. That's pretty good.
And he's like kind of like, the movie's going on, he's kind of flirting with Emma Thompson. Emma Thompson comes to his apartment or to Danny DeVito's house. And she's like, oh, I have an excuse to see you. And it's like, you want to fuck, don't you? And she's like, yes, I would like to fuck. And they like,
this is another one of those moments, right, where Arnold is like shown at home making some of the world's worst looking pasta.
Holy shit, that's bad.
God.
It's insane. It's like he's got the little strainer out, and you can see the pasta. He drops it in a bowl and it's so overcooked, the whole thing turns to oatmeal. It's disgusting. But this is another one of those moments where Danny DeVito calls and he's like, oh, I think I'm gonna be late. I'm meeting with the so-and-so pharmaceutical guys. And Arnold, because this movie thinks this is fucking hilarious, is like, you've been working so much. I made dinner. Now you're going to be late. It's like, they're not married. It's not funny. Let's keep moving.
And
but
he's,
then, yeah, what's her name comes over right
well,
here.
He's about to get to second base with fucking Emma Thompson. And
oh, right.
Pamela Reed shows up like, boom, I don't boom, care boom, about... Boom, boom. And
it's a dumb gag right here, too, where, like, they're making out on this couch, and she, Pamela Reed, opens the door and comes in, and the whole couch just goes backwards.
Well, he does say something that I feel I've said to all of my sexual partners, which is, do you find my body disgusting? Do you find my body disgusting?
You know what classic Arnold line I said to all my sexual partners?
Cohagen, give these people air.
Yeah, yeah. When I bust, I'm like on the surface of Mars without a helmet on.
She's so befuddled by that question, though. She goes, what did you say? And he clarifies, and he's like, my body, do you find it disgusting? It's like, I don't know, man, parts of it. But if we're being totally honest.
Is this where she confesses? She's like, I was hot and horny for my fat cousin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Keep that shit in the United Kingdom.
You know what,
that's
dude?
Right.
Or, you know, or move to fucking Alabama, yeah, dude.
More
I don't
women
know.
I didn't go to college with. Where were all those fat cousin lovers?
That, honestly, that's where the fucking Churchill obsession has gone too far.
That's true.
I also love stogies, much like Churchill.
just into the
fucking a guy that looks like Churchill, that would be my darkest hour.
Well, here it comes, my Eric Siska's darkest
you
hour.
You cannot argue with a tiger when its penis is in your mouth.
Yeah. Just suck it and hope for the best.
By the way, can we give a round of applause for Steve remembering any line from that movie? Any
trailer
line
only.
At all?
Trailer only.
I can only paraphrase that one scene where he's like, well, poor people on the subway, how are all of you?
Fuck that movie, man. But whatever. Now we're having, like, they're eating Rocky Road together and horse shit. It's something.
Oh, yeah, we're pigging out. You better believe there's a jar of pickles on the table.
But at this point, like, very shortly thereafter, Pamela Reed finds out, and it's, like, the lamest fainting. Like, because Danny DeVito, like, has an argument with him, and he's like, you should have aborted that baby, Arnold. And he's like,
take it back, Danny DeVito.
The baby
you apologize
heard you.
To Junior. You look at my stomach and apologize to it.
And it's just like he's apologizing, and Pamela Reed's like, what's going on? What's going on is we're divorced, and you should have left my fucking house 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I'm going to fuck this big Austrian dude. It's none of your business.
What the fuck? My entire refrigerator's empty.
Exactly.
What happened?
At one point, Frank Langella visits because he's like, I guess he still owns these guys. Yes. I don't know what's going on. There's this whole, like, Frank Langella cold on the trail of the movie.
Yes.
And this is, again, like, Dean Yeager only in the first part of Ghostbusters. It should have been get a total nobody for this role, and he's in the first part of Junior, and that's it. But he comes in, he storms in, he's waiting for them, like, while they're, like, bickering over grocery shopping, because, again, they are really trying to make you laugh at this old married couple bit. And he's like,
huh, look at that. You're living together. That's certainly weird. As the dean of that college you used to work for, I'm going to storm into your house right now, and you're going to let me search around for some reason.
In your garbage and whatever.
Yeah, you hear me, Felix and Oscar?
And, sorry, like, he does figure it out, and then the next scene, Arnold is at this lab, which kind of, like, pushes towards to the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Arnold is in the lab, and Frank Langella comes in with, like, two security guards, like, well, Mr. Schwarzenegger, you're now the property of the college. And it's like, well, no.
We're going to dissect you.
We'll fight for it.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
He pushes him in over, like, a bunch of beakers,
dude,
and shit.
In any other Arnold movie, he would go over this thing full of glass beakers, and they'd be sticking out his throat.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is, it's a weird, super violent moment in this movie that does not have violence otherwise, and Langella goes right over this
shit.
Well,
he has the singer.
My body, my choice.
Oh, fucking hell, man. So Langella, like, finds, like, some of the empty Expectane bottles in the trash, which is creepy. Uh-huh. Rooting around through the garbage. And he's, like, smelling it, like, someone's pregnant here.
Still warm. They can't be far.
But at this point, he's convinced they're hiding, like, a pregnant woman somewhere. And he's like, somewhere in this house, there's a pregnant woman.
I'm going to
smoke her out.
Let me see the basement. I saw that Kiss the Girls movie. Let me see the basement.
But yeah, so he knocks him over, and he goes on the run, and Danny DeVito already knows and picks him up, and this is when, like, they go to some, like, pregnant colony, and Arnold starts dressing as a lady, and a very dicey movie becomes more dicey.
I didn't think it was possible, honestly.
Yeah, we get the real tired jokes of, like, I was an East German Olympian, and that's why I'm so fucked up.
I mean, But you had to know, if you were going into a movie about Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming pregnant, you knew you were not going to get out of it without him having a wig on.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yep. That's absolutely true. Either way you that's go. Absolutely true. And the heat is on. Like, that's why Danny DeVito gets him out of San Francisco to this pregnancy retreat or something. I'm sure these things exist, and they're not called pregnancy retreats.
I do think it's the same colony from Twins, though. I think this is an offshoot of that.
When we think pregnancy, we retreat.
That's true. But it's also important to point out at this point, Emma Thompson has gotten hip to what's going on. Arnold discovers at a dinner date that they have that she was worried about whether or not she'd ever find somebody to have a child with. And so she froze one of her own eggs and put the label in her own little cryo thing as Junior. And he's like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
Danny, get over here.
So he, like, races out of there. He kind of comes clean, you know, at some point. She flips out. Understandably so, but the problem is Danny DeVito never gets yelled at in this movie.
No.
This was his whole thing. He was the one that Dennis Nedry'd that fucking Junior egg in the first place. Not a lick of law comes finding this guy, man.
I just have to assume he's dealing with whatever crime wave James Eckhouse is perpetrating in this fertility clinic.
I got enough problems here. My partner's a handsy OBGYN.
So, yeah, like the last fucking 30 minutes of this movie. I swear to God, when they got to this retreat, when I was watching it a couple weeks ago, I paused it to go to the bathroom, and I thought something was wrong with the time code because there was 30 minutes left to this movie.
Well, there needs
I just was totally stunned.
There's this like whole like, you're pregnant now montage. Yeah. It's a song about being pregnant.
Butterfly kisses.
Yeah. Doing the breathing, you're pregnant.
Being pregnant.
I see pregnancy from both sides now.
And when Emma Thompson finds out that it's her egg, she's like, yo, dude, you got to fuck me. Those are the rules, dude.
Yeah, dude. And this is where we know.
Yeah, I mean,
know.
That's fair. If you get Arnold Schwarzenegger pregnant and he doesn't fuck you, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But this is where we know we have entered into a really dicey situation here. We're talking reshoot town. Because all of a sudden, Emma Thompson shows up at this place with the world's worst wig on.
Ooh, it's bad.
You've ever seen. It's like, you know, sometimes you know, a lot of older movies, like HD transfers, have not been kind to them. Definitely the case with Junior, because you can see it's like the wig is stapled to her head all the way down to like the sideburns. It's so awful.
Whoa, yeah, Emma, today, well, we're going to staple your face. We're going to staple your face because I don't like your hair.
And yeah, it's like, so she comes in and basically, yeah, like Eric said, it's just like, well, you're going to have my baby. We better have sex.
Get
and
then fucking.
She says to Arnold, she's just like, do you have a roommate at this facility? And he's like, 9. She's like, let's go. Let's fucking go. And you don't see the sex scene. All you see is like Arnold is passed out in the bed and she pulls his shirt up so the bump is exposed. And just, like, puts her fucking head down on it. And is like, this is, it's so weird, but it's beautiful, right?
Now,
this is beautiful, right?
I got a question about this. At the end of the movie, it's revealed now she is pregnant. Was this the moment? Was this?
Well, it says 1 year later, so I don't think so.
Okay, so he
turns out it's only 9 months to make one of these little guys.
I don't know Jack from shit, but I am very happy to know that he was still pumping loads into her well after this scene.
Yes. Well after.
Well, because for some reason, I guess they got married after the events of this film, which is a really weird, like, if you're at a Christmas party and it's like, oh, how did you two meet? Well, hilarious story. We were both fertility scientists and his son of a bitch partner stole an egg that I froze from my own body and he carried it to term.
Oh, that's a hilarious story. I'm calling the cops right now.
So Arnold goes into labor, and it's a big thing. There, like, again, the tendrils that the dean of whatever college has at this fucking colony, the guy, Tracy Walter, who plays Bob in Batman, is uncredited as a janitor. He calls up Franklin Gunn, is like, it's happening. He's having the baby. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
I have spies everywhere.
I thought you were my number one guy. Now you're fucking narking on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Come on, Bob. Fucking Bob, man.
But so this is when Langella calls a press conference at the hospital, and like Danny DeVito's like plowing through town to go, like, I gotta get Arnold pregnant. And then Eckhouse lets him know that, oh my God, there's all this media here. So they do a switcheroo, and Pamela What's-A-Reed is in the car. That's like the
right,
joke.
Yeah. Yeah, the old switcheroo there. And then like, because it matters at all, there's like, so there's Frank Langella, and you think really he's like the Dean of California. But then there's just some old fucker that they like drag into this movie. And this guy, I guess, is like the real deal, dean of the school or something.
He's like the I think he's the dean of America then, right?
I think you're right, because yeah. This guy, like Frank Langella, is like, and here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the world's first pregnant man. And then Pamela Reed gets out of the car and Langella's humiliated. And this guy, we have never met him before. He has no other lines after this. He's like, you know, Frank Langella. You're fired.
You're shit canned out of here.
Fired from who are you? What?
I have a boss.
I've been conducting
myself all wrong.
I thought I owned the university.
And it makes a ton of sense, even though I'm sure someone in the writer's room is like, it'd be great if Arnold had to push. And they're like, that's not going to work.
No.
I think we can get around like people asking how this baby eats.
Is it coming out of my ass or my dick?
Right. Like, I'm sorry, Arnold's dead. He was split right in half. Split right in half as Junior came out.
Holy shit, Arnold, you got bone tomahawked over there.
You know, the boulder from Indiana Jones? That's about the size of the baby we pulled out of that thing.
Holy shit, Arnold. It's like Jason Voorhees got a hold of yous.
Meanwhile, Pamela Reed's having a kid, and it's like, oh, they're having kids on the same night.
It's kind of like Father of the Bride Part 2 in
that
way.
It kind of is. Yeah.
Or 9 months, the fucking duel.
Oh, sure.
And Arnold has a healthy baby girl, and Pamela Reed has a healthy baby boy. We cut to the end. They're at a beach somewhere.
Beach.
The girl. Oh, no,
it does kind of look like the beach from Old. I really think so.
Oh, no, Danny, I'm 97.
What a weird twist.
The baby, so they named the daughter Junior, and they named the boy Jake.
Jake.
I don't know why. Yeah, hold on. Any Jakes here tonight? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I didn't expect that to happen. All right.
That's what I thought.
By the way, if he takes DeVito's name, though, in this movie, Jake Arbogast.
But that's
a detective in the
40s. It definitely is a detective in the 40s, of course.
We're going to give you a younger brother. We're going to call him the Fat Man.
It's Jake and the Fat Man.
Welcome. He's my niece, my nephew and nephew, Jake and the Fat Man.
Dan DeVito delivers her kid, and she's like, why don't you become the father of the kid? Because the other guy doesn't want to be. And he's like, that sounds fantastic.
Have a baby to save the marriage? Yes, please. What? No problem in sight.
Hey, you just pushed a human being out of you. Why don't we get married again, get moved in again, start annoying each other again?
Those drugs are still coursing through your veins. Agree to this now.
I mean, you know it got bad because earlier in the movie, there's this like bone-chilling line where Arnold is, when he wakes up in Danny DeVito's house and he's like, oh, your bedroom is decorated very interestingly. And he's like, oh, it's actually Angela's bedroom. And he's like, oh, separate bedrooms. And it is fucking heartbreaking, and it is not for this movie at all. Danny DeVito, because Danny DeVito, by the way, we should say, he's a great actor. He's a great dramatic actor. Yeah. He's pulled it off a ton of times. He pulls it off here. He just goes, yeah, Arnold, well, there's a lot of stops on the long road to divorce.
It's all...
Oof!
Every exit is humiliation town. Arnold.
Yeah, using my own metaphor, if you drive on the shoulder and get pregnant by somebody else, you get right back to marriage.
I just went around a couple of cars there, Arnold.
Honey, why don't we get back on the road with four flats and see if we can make this thing work?
so whatever. The last joke of the movie is like, you know, they're like, oh, we're Emma Thompson's pregnant, so she gets to have a baby. And, you know, she's like, oh, I'm going to have a baby. It's going to be amazing. Pamela Reed, you guys should have another one. Hey, super nosy thing to say to anybody.
Yeah, don't suggest stay the fuck out of it.
Don't suggest shit to anyone.
Never. Never do anything. Never be like, so when are you two going to have kids? When you feel your brain doing that, then remember, shut the fuck up.
Yes. That's right.
The answer to
shut the fuck
up. Mind your own fucking business.
It is none of your fucking business when two other people may or may not have a child. Shut the fuck up.
Or if you're going to do that, you have to do it with everybody. You should have a child. You should have a child. You should have a child. You should have a child.
Well, no, the thing is, well, my dad was a serial killer, and I'm just afraid to pass that on.
Oh, but you'll learn to love it.
Oh, actually, my grandfather had the last name Hitler, and we made a pact not to breed.
Yo, Arnold, it's only been a year now, and I got to tell you, I love getting pissed on by this kid. I love getting pissed and shit on by this kid.
When it hits your lips, you're going to change your mind.
But the last joke of the movie is...
Here we go.
Pamela Reed doesn't want to have another kid. She's like, I'm not going through that again. And everyone looks at Danny DeVito, and it's like, here we go again, question mark?
We'll see you next summer for Junior 2. The DeVitoing.
Junior, coming fall 1998.
Well, and the other thing, though, is, like, the creepiest part of the movie is yet to come. Over the credits, where Frank Sinatra's fucking Under My Skin is playing.
Ew.
Ooh,
and,
boy.
You know, it's just this fucking son of a bitch crooning about I got you under my... I think they thought it was funny, but it's like Cronenbergian levels of terror.
Yeah, it's gross.
You know that's like a romantic song about Arnold Schwarzenegger and the demon baby inside him, right? That's what's under his skin.
And that's Ivan Reitman's Jr., ladies and gentlemen. That's the movie.
Exhausting.
Terrible movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Unbelievable.
So we have to start wrapping it up. Of course, we want to thank you all for coming out tonight. You have been totally awesome. Give yourselves another round of applause.
Thank you, guys.
Big thanks to the Orange Peel. These folks have been great. Tip them, bartenders. Be nice to everybody. Awesome, awesome venue. But before we go, we always like to end a We Hate Movies show with just, you know, a little tip, a little bit of a notice about if you're on the internet and you're looking for the best, most definitely non-insane film writing out there, the place you need to go is the IMDb user review section.
Cahiers du Lunatic.
Yes. The old Tribune.
So we got two for you this evening here. One's very short and one is not. We'll start with the short one first. 10 out of 10 stars.
You know what's funny about that is Danny DeVito is very short and the other one's not.
It's kind of why I went with this.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, those reviews are twins, you think?
Yeah.
Subject line, interesting concept.
Okay.
Written by Bevo 13678, posted April the 3rd, 2020. Mm. We got ourselves a quarantine review.
I like that.
Dude, you should not. It's a little unfair to tell anybody to hold up what anyone was doing in April 2020 to the cold light of day.
No, you're right.
It's nobody's it's nobody's business.
You're fresh off it, honestly. You found out in March. You're just starting this shit.
Totally. But you know what? You put it on the internet, and I'm here to read it.
It's true.
Because literally, all it says is, I like the bit how Arnold Schwarzenegger got pregnant.
I like that bit, too.
That's it.
Good shit.
That's it. You know what? Concise. Just getting right in there. Exactly what I liked, and you're getting the fuck out. Not too shabby. So our other one here. 1 out of 10 stars.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
And I have to say, you'll know why at the end of it, but I want to posit right now that this review may have been written from beyond the grave.
Ooh.
Nice. I like that.
I like that. Yeah. Never did that before.
I'm sitting on the simian.
It's really important to figure stuff out at the end of the show.
Uh-huh.
All right. End the show.
Okay, here we go. Subject line, Never Watch. Written by Joseph Noah.
What, do you know that guy?
Oh, shit. Are you Joseph Noah?
Oh, Joe Noah? Oh, he's terrible.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Oh, honey, they're doing a Joseph Noah review. This is going to be terrible.
It's my favorite film critic. Okay. February the 10th, 2014. Okay. This person probably lamenting the fact he was alone on Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Come on. Okay, here we go. 9 reasons to avoid this movie.
Ooh. Paul, can we get a little music for Junior in here?
Da 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 da. All right, here we go. Number 9. It is deeply disturbing.
Gotcha.
Number 8. It will give you nightmares for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life? How does he know?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. All right, let's get to the end of the review. Maybe we'll find out.
Life is short, Chris.
Okay.
Number 7. You'll never look at Arnold the same way again. Mm. Also true. Number 6. Your face may become permanently locked in a look of shocked disgust. Number 5.
Freddy's coming for you, or is that? No. I mixed it up.
Number 5. You may find yourself standing over your broken TV, wielding an axe you did not know you even owned.
And you may find yourself standing over a TV.
How did I get here? This is not my beautiful DVD.
This is not my Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
And the days go by and you're watching Junior.
You may find yourself watching a pregnant large Austrian
behind the wheel of a large automobile
with a tiny friend and a British wife.
Hello.
Oh.
Come flowing underground. Da, 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 da,
da. Number 4. You will need to see a psychiatrist at least once a week. Number 3.
So it's a new thing then.
Oh, yeah, a little
number
new,
3. No. Saddam Hussein's luggage. Just trying to make it more Letterman-esque. That makes no sense.
Number 3. Your psychiatric bills will eventually make you poor. Clearly, this review is written by an American. Number 2. When your psychiatrist realizes you are hopeless, you will be admitted to a mental facility where you will spend your remaining days.
He's hanging too much on the psychiatrist.
Yeah, totally.
I gotta tell you, this is now 3 or 4 now.
Well, Don't worry, dude. We're about to wrap it up right now. Number 1, you will eventually kill yourself. Wait for it.
Yeah.
I know this because it all happened to me. We've been We Hate Movies from New York City. Thanks so much for hanging out, Asheville.
Thank you very much.
We will see you all next time. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.